The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News.
Fallout continues from Irish dancing as two senior members of An Coimisiún le Roinnigh Gaeilge have resigned and left their positions following a meeting on Tuesday. For more on this and to talk about the continuing fallout from the controversy, I'm joined by Ellen Coyne, Irish Independent correspondent. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell me about the two people who have resigned, and have they given reasons for their resignation?
So they have not given reasons so far, and the people who were at that meeting, which would be kind of the top brass of the CLRG, have been fairly quiet and reluctant to speak to me. But what we do know is that Orlenny Vreen, who was the vice chair of the CLRG, and Sean Hennigan, who was the vetting officer, have both resigned from their positions. Very important to clarify at this point in time that neither of them were under any suspicion for being involved in alleged cheating or fixing. So from what we understand, they have resigned kind of as a result of the controversy and perhaps how it was handled by their organisation. This is a fairly major blow for the CLRG, particularly with Orla's resignation. Like, she would have been one of the most senior people within the organisation. Even before she decided to step aside, a lot of people within the CLRG would have been kind of pointing me towards her as someone who was a very good person, so well respected, an incredible professional history of promoting Irish music and Irish dance. She has a really prominent position at the University of Limerick in the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance. So the fact that she's gone, people have really mixed feelings about it, because first of all, they're glad that there finally seem to be some consequences of this controversy within the CLRG, that people seem to be taking a stand and deciding to resign. But on the other side, people are kind of mourning the loss of some very good voices within the CLRG, people that they would have seen as having like a really strong moral compass. And they're kind of wondering, are the chances of reform within damaged if really good people start now leaving?
Now, tell me about the other person, Sean Hennigan. What was his job?
So he was the vetting officer, which is obviously like a really important role as well within the CLRG. You'd have all of the people who are kind of elected to these very special positions. And the fact that the vetting officer is now gone is also going to be a problem for the CLRG. They're obviously going to have to work to replace him. Again, we don't know anything about the reasons that were given or cited by him at the meeting, because it's a lot of people, as I said, aren't really speaking about it. But again, that is another problem for the CLRG. And I suppose what their concern now will be is, you know, will this be the last of it? Are we going to see more people stepping aside from their positions in the coming weeks and months?
Now, how many are there in this CLRG? I mean, as a board, you know, is it 10 people? Is it 20 people? How many people?
I think it's definitely at least a dozen sitting on the commission. And I mean, it's just important for people to realise that the CLRG would have always kind of promoted itself as the kind of bastion or the guardians of Irish dance. So these would be the people kind of entrusted with promoting Irish dancing abroad. And the current concern is, because the CLRG is holding its own disciplinary inquiry into, say, a dozen teachers who are accused of cheating, people are very concerned that because that is now internal, the CLRG is seen by some people to now be investigating itself. And if we move down to the lower level, you know, from the executives of the CLRG all the way down to the ordinary Irish dancing teachers, including a lot of Irish dancing teachers across Ireland, a lot of them are now starting to organise themselves. They're starting to hold meetings, whether in person or over Zoom, without the knowledge of the CLRG, to kind of discuss what is going on and where do they go from here. Because we know that all the people who have come out over the past couple of weeks have said that cheating within Irish dance was an open secret. And people are worried that if the CLRG brushes this under the carpet, only focuses on a small group of about a dozen teachers, and then tries to move on from it, people will lose what they regard as their only ever hope, their only ever chance of fixing Irish dancing and reforming the culture within it.
What's interesting, though, is that these two members who have resigned, and there's pressure, obviously, on the current chairperson of the board, and we can talk about that in a moment. If the dogs in the street knew about this, why didn't these senior people know about it? Or were they dismissing all of this talk from the grassroots as simply maybe jealousy or rumour?
Well, I think that is an excellent question, because of all the dozens of people I've spoken to in Irish Dance over the past few weeks, no matter what perspective someone has, no matter what their opinion is, I have yet to talk to a single person who had never before heard that there was cheating in Irish dancing. And the people in the CLRG, they're people who've been involved in Irish dance for decades, and a lot of them, most of them, would have actually been Irish teachers, if not Irish dance teachers, if not Irish dancers themselves. So how could it be possible that people are totally, who are totally immersed in this world, who go to all of the world championships, who go to like the All Scotland's, the All Ireland's, who mix with people from Irish dancing, whose entire world, whose entire family might have been in Irish dancing for generations, could turn around and tell us that July, when these screenshots emerged, was the first time that they ever heard of cheating? And I think that those are exactly the kind of questions, Pat, that the Oireachtas Committee on Arts and Culture would love to ask the CLRG and a lot of people in Irish dance, including, you know, city councils in Montreal, who could end up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars hosting the World Championships next year. People would love to hear an answer to those questions. But the problem is that while the committee has invited the CLRG to speak, to appear before them to answer questions, a week on, they still haven't bothered to even respond to that invitation.
It may well be that they don't know what to say. I mean, there is no funding of the CLRG by the Irish government, and they may be taking their counsel as to whether or not they should appear before the committee, you know, on the grounds of probity and transparency and all the rest of it. But then on the other hand, the chairperson of the body, as I understand, is James McCutcheon, who's from Scotland, who would not know anything, I presume, about the workings of Oireachtas committees.
Well, I mean, he is someone who's been involved in Irish dancing a lot. And yes, he is from Scotland, where there's a huge Irish dancing contingent. But the CLRG is based in Dublin, and they have a lot of meetings in Dublin. And, you know, the CLRG would also be very closely involved with organisations like Conradh na Gaeilge, which do get state funding and kind of have tried to use Irish dancing as a way to promote the Irish language. So, I mean, someone who's been involved in the world of Irish dancing for that long, and if he didn't know what an Oireachtas committee was 2 weeks ago, he'll certainly know now, because they've invited him in. You know, I've been putting in questions repeatedly to the CLRG, asking them, are they going to appear before this committee? I asked him yesterday and he basically declined to answer. The kind of stock answer is, you know, they have their own disciplinary process going on at the moment. But my understanding is the Oireachtas committee was crystal clear that they don't mind waiting until that process is over to bring people in. Because as we've discussed on this programme so many times, the potential for reputational harm, the potential for damage to one of our greatest cultural exports is absolutely astronomical.
Now, the organisation in North America, this is the Irish Dance Teachers Association of North America, IDTANA, I suppose they might call it. They have taken steps to possibly eliminate any cheating by judges.
That's right. So they issued a circular to their members last week. Now, they would be a huge organisation because, as we know, Irish dancing is absolutely massive in North America, and the money over there is just, people over here might do Irish dancing part-time as primary or secondary school teachers, but over there it's a business, and it's a big bucks business. So they put out a statement kind of to all their members saying, you know, they're very aware of the allegations, the fact that it's caused so much damage, they condemn any allegations of cheating, and they've actually decided, independently of the CLRG, which would be the body that would oversee them, to start trying to bring in their own reforms. And one of the things that was really interesting is they didn't actually tell members what those reforms are. They're basically trying to make it so that competitions would be cheat-proof. But to protect the integrity of that, I suppose to try to make sure that people won't try to find a way around it, they're actually keeping those measures secret at the moment. So I think that is something that a lot of people thought was really impressive, very proactive and very needed. And I know that certainly, as I mentioned before, there's a real desire and a real appetite among Irish dance teachers in this country to try to do something similar as well. They have been organising, but I suppose the difficulty that they have is that the CLRG is based in Ireland. So they are kind of relying on people like James McCutcheon to take the lead on this and to try to fix what has been portrayed by a lot of people as an endemic culture of cheating.
My goodness, who would ever have thought? Ellen Coyne, Irish Independent correspondent. Ellen, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.